All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, and we are back with, Megan.
Hey.
Megan George, doctor of physical therapy, co-founder of NeuroLab 360, and all around good guy. So I want to talk about balance. Mm-hmm. That seems to be one of the biggest topics always going on in any conversation with Parkinson's. And before we were recording, we were talking about a little bit about walking backward and some other balance things. So can you just give me a quick, like what is balance and why is it screwed up in Parkinson's?
Yeah, the kind of general way to explain balance is it's the integration of three different systems within your body. So your visual system, which is mainly your eyes and sensory processing there, your vestibular system, and then your proprioception.
So what's your vestibular system?
Your vestibular system is kind of that area in your inner ear and where it connects within your brain into your brainstem. It helps with writing reactions, postural control. When you turn your head, it helps stabilize you. So that's kind of the main aspects of your vestibular system. And your vestibular system and your visual system have to be able to accurately communicate for balance.
And then I interrupted you.
The last one is your somatosensory system. So your ability to sense where your body is in space. So you have a lot of different sensory receptors in your joints and your skin that tell your brain where you are. So your feet on the floor, that is part of your somatosensory system with sensation.
Somatosensory. How do you spell it?
Oh my gosh. S-O-M-A-T-O sensory. S-O-E-N-S-O-R-Y. Okay. Like I was just trying to visualize
our PT spelling bee. Okay, good. So now we kind of know what the word looks like.
Yeah, somatosensory. Okay. And it integrates a bunch of different things. So it also gives your brain information on how fast you're moving. So if you think about if you close your eyes and raise your hand above your head, your brain knows where your arm is moving, how fast it's moving. Yeah, go ahead and try
it. Okay, you can't see it because it's a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Close my eyes, raise my hand above my head, and I'm trying to figure out how fast my hand is moving up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind
that's of pretty cool.
Kind of a basic, explanation of it. So in physical therapy, we assess that by having you close your eyes and we move either your arm or your leg and see if you can sense with which direction it's moving. So balance is integration of all those three systems on a basic level.
Okay, so neurologically. Mm-hmm. With Parkinson's, where are the blocks to those three systems?
Yeah, so with Parkinson's, it can be everything, unfortunately. Vision, depth perception, being able to visually process your environment can become really impaired. Vestibular system, even just age can impair your vestibular system. So it's people that are experiencing dizziness or being off balance, it's important to assess that vestibular system. And then proprioception can also become impaired just because of where it's processed in the brain.
Is there any connection to orthostatic hypotension?
That's a little bit different. That's more of like autonomic dysfunction. So your ability to control your blood pressure changing of positions. Yeah. That obviously can affect your balance, but it's not as closely integrated into those three main systems.
It's a different thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So somebody comes in with Parkinson's and says, I have balance issues. I'm falling. Mm-hmm. So how do you unpack that on these three different systems to figure out what to work on with Parkinson's? Now, you said in Parkinson's, it's often all three.
It can be all three.
But how do you establish where to best prescribe some kind of rehab or therapy for that?
Yeah, so that's where our comprehensive evaluation is really important. So doing outcome measures like the mini best test that looks at that integration or the modified sit-sib. So it's, standing with your balance with your feet together, eyes open, that's all your systems together. And then you close your eyes. And can you still hold your balance? That's now relying on only your vestibular system and your somatosensory system. And then can you stand on an unstable surface with your eyes open? And then can you stand on an unstable surface with your eyes closed? So it's looking at how can you integrate all those systems and allows us to really target the area that's most difficult for someone.
That's really interesting. So you can actually isolate out where the most prevalent issues are and attack them from a physical therapy standpoint.
Yeah. So they all have to work together. Usually one's not impaired in isolation, but you will be able to kind of see, okay, this is a huge issue for this person. So let's target this area first and see if we can make the biggest impact.
And then you have different forms of exercise or rehab for the different systems, right? Can you give me some example of what you would prescribe for somebody in terms of an exercise or something to help this?
Yeah. So if someone had issues with, say, their visual system, or like when you went to assess them and they closed their eyes and they significantly lost their balance, that's a really big deal. Because if you think about someone functionally being able to walk around their house at night, you don't get to rely on your vision for your balance. So if you can't close your eyes and hold your balance, then your safety with walking around at night is really impaired. So we're going to be doing some exercises where you're statically standing in a safe environment. So usually we have people practice in a corner with a chair in front of them. So if they lose their balance, they're safe with their eyes closed. So we're looking at kind of statically, how's your balance first? And we are prescribing that as a home exercise program, and then making that more challenging depending on how the person progresses.
That's really interesting. We have to do a disclaimer that this podcast is not providing medical advice.
Yep.
You know, come up to
Neuro Lab. Don't go do that at home.
No, don't do it unsupervised. Come up and get evaluated and find out. But it's really interesting. And then the progress that people make through this kind of rehab and through this kind of therapy, what kind of results do you see?
It's really good. And I think it depends too on the compliance with someone at home with their exercise program. If we can really educate someone on why what we're working on and what we're giving them to work on at home is important, then they're going to make a lot more progress than someone who isn't able to work on those exercise programs on their own at home.
Okay. That was a really interesting thing you just said, because in my experience with physical therapy, which as I've said, has been very limited, but I don't think anybody's ever told me why I'm doing something. You know? I mean, I think, you know, yeah. I get those photocopied sheets that's sent home and do these exercises, but no one's ever told me why.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, right?
Yeah. And I think unfortunately, that is a quick way to do it, right? You give someone a general exercise program and send them home with it. And that might be what physical therapists in an insurance-based model might be forced to do, because they're seeing a lot of patients per day. But because we see each person for an hour, it gives us a lot of time to spend on education. We think education here is extremely important, because if you are more educated about why you're doing what you're doing, then you're going to feel more empowered to work on it and do better at home.
Yeah. Come up to NeuroLab 360 and meet Megan and Jesse and Christine. So thanks for this. Thanks. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting topic to sort of unpack. So I'm really glad we had the time to do this. And thanks everybody for listening. You can get this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, all that. Leave us a rating and review so we can keep doing more of these. And thanks, Megan.
Thank you.